7:45, quarter till 8, Monday morning. You know what that means. Time to take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. Monday morning markets with Mark Rosa, President and CEO, Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. How you doing, Mark?
Tommy, how are you? Happy Monday to you.
Well, happy Monday to you, too. I got bad news for you because I don't know if it's La Nina, whatever the hell it is, but they're talking about a warm fall, and you and I have a standing appointment at Fogo de Chao. Is that how you say it?
Yes.
To eat 58 pounds of beef each. When first day, yes, the first each, again.
But it's got to be cool.
An aggregate of over 100 pounds. The minimum is 100 pounds between the two of us, but it's got to be cool to do that. It's not going to turn cool. But enough of that.
That's it. This is very discouraging.
They'll keep it in the refrigerator. They'll keep the beef in the refrigerator. It'll be there, and we'll go and eat 100 pounds of beef. Tell me what's going on Wall Street and the market and interest rates and all that kind of stuff.
You know, everybody, of course, it was just such an anticipated event that when is the Fed going to lower and all the conversation that comes with it. And again, the last time they raised was July of 23, and then the first time they lowered was just within this month. And the Dow has done wonderfully well. It broke 42,000, set more records, finished at 42,400 and change. And I think the market is just giddy about what the Fed is doing, and we just can't lose sight of the fact that if they're starting to embark on a series of interest rate reductions, they're doing it for a reason. It is the economy slowing, and we've seen evidence of that. We've seen it through the labor market. The next report is out next Friday. We've seen it in some retail sales in some cases, a lot of industrial production that has gone down. We've seen, so the economy's taken those hits. So I think that's what, since they lowered by a half a point, there's been so much conversation and analysis around that, and it's like it immediately turns to a conversation of, okay, what have you done for me lately? What's next? So the Fed meets in 45 days, and that sounds like broken records, but that's what's going to happen in November the 7th. And right now the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Fed predictor is that all the analysts apparently split at this point. Of course, it could change any time. That half of them, right at 50%, expect another 50 basis point cut, and the other 50% say, no, they probably started out with a bang, and they're going to get down to a more normal level. Normal for them is 25 basis points. But, just from before they even cut, the HELOC demand, home equity credit lines, have gone crazy. People are refinancing those and taking those out because we've had such progress in mortgage lending rates. So just August a year ago, it hit a high 8.25 in some cases, which was, you start tearing up when you see rates like that on big ticket items, on mortgages. That's one thing if you had a car loan that's going to end in 4 years. That's the other thing if it's hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars that you got cooking for 30 years. Mm-hmm. And this folds into what we were saying on Friday with the other segment, but looked at bank rate. You and I were talking about 5.1% fixed 30-year mortgages available now. So if any of our listeners, if you missed Friday, go to bankrate.com. They got a bunch of buttons there. You could click, home mortgage, but you'll see some variable rates. You'll see, more importantly, some fixed rates that start with the 5. And they're almost low enough to start with the 4 in the case of the 5.1s. But just to say, as far as Jefferson Financial's website, go on there and look at the calculators, look at mortgage refinances, look at mortgage financing, look at all those things, and you could put in the various rates. If you're trying to get out of something too high, or if you've been waiting very patiently to finally go and pull trigger on a mortgage or sell your house, buy something else or whatever, it's really been accommodating. But it's like, what is the Dow doing? I think it's right now in the middle of a couple of things. That it's going to trend sideways this week because there's really no fantastic economic news to move it, I think, significantly. We're in between rate changes with respect to FedWatch, and we're about a week or so away from when the corporate earnings start coming out. So that'll be the first week of October. So right now, I guess the Dow is going to sit, I would anticipate it's going to sit around the 42,000 mark and not do much. But I'm thinking that a lot of people within the sound of our voice are cheering on what their 401k has been doing because the markets have been rallying.
So you're talking about triggering, and a lot of this information can trigger me emotionally, but let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back.
Absolutely.
Because when do you pull a trigger on refinancing, and how do you decide when to pull the trigger if you are, and we always have this conversation, but timing's everything with the 401k.
Sure.
And if you're thinking, okay, well, I want to get the profits out of it. I want to get the gains of it. That money's real right now, right? That could be a new car.
Very
I'm talking
real.
About. That could be this. That could be that. The other thing.
That's right.
If I wait a couple of months, guess what? It might not be there anymore. So we'll pick that up when we come back. If y'all have any questions, 504-260-1870. Very valuable information, as always, from Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. You can go to jeffersonfinancial.org, find some very useful calculators. More on those when we come back. 751 Traffic Now, WWL. 7:57, 3 till 8, Monday Morning Markets with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, talking about the interest rate cut by the Fed, what's likely to happen with that, what's likely to happen with Wall Street, the timing of either refinancing your home or buying a home or building a home. I don't know that you're ever going to time it perfectly. And also, Mark, on the other end of it, people with the 401ks and retirement accounts, you know, the Wall Street's cooking, but it's a market, and that's not always going to continue to cook, right? So at what point do you say, okay, I'm going to take the gains and move on?
Oh, absolutely, and that's the hard part. While you're sitting here on record highs and your balance is high and you got a big smile on your face, mm-hmm. It's like, well, how do I, you know, overcome all that emotion and say, I'm just going to take money off the table? And then it begs the question, what are you going to do with it?
Right.
That's what everybody tells me, as far as, you know what I mean? Okay, I'm going to I'll sell out of this, I'll sell out of that. So any further price appreciation and whatever you're selling out of, that's gone because you've limited it. And then what to do with the money? But as far as it seems like you've got an enormous amount of hedging here from legendary investor Warren Buffett. He's mm-hmm. got a record amount of cash he's sitting on. And then money market funds have hit an all-time high at over $6 trillion. So apparently, you got a lot of people collectively saying, I've pulled money out of the market because they don't have to. They could put it in. They could put it back in right now, and money market balances could be falling dramatically. It's not. They've been increasing. And Warren has been selling off bank stocks because a lot of people, you and I go back to that, you know, the conversation about this commercial real estate crisis that's looming.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are saying, look, I think it's going to develop into some type of banking crisis. So I don't want to be in the financial stocks. That's Warren Buffett saying that, and raising cash. Like, he doesn't have any compelling investment to put cash towards. So, you know, I mean, we can't ignore those types of things because they're real, they're large, they're institutional investors, they're sophisticated money. And, you know, you don't want to be betting against that, so to speak. And it takes some courage to understand where your portfolio is.
Well, I got close to $500 sitting in that bank. I want to make sure that I do what's right with it. You know what I'm saying?
I hear that. No, that's right.
Thank you, Mark.
Be valuable. Careful with that kind of money.
Yes, I shouldn't even set it on the air. I shouldn't have even put that out there. Now I'm a kidnapping target. Huh?
Absolutely.
Now I'm like one of the Gettys. Now I got a target on my back, like one of the Gettys, you know what I'm saying, for a kidnapping. Thank you, Mark. Valuable information. Yes, have a great week, and we'll talk to you Friday when we help you manage your money with Mark. Taking a quick break, coming back. Tommy Tucker, glad you're with us, WWL.